and I believe...
Is that Urso?
We shall find out.
About prepare to vibe.
Roscoe?
Yo.
Hey. What it is?
What it is with you guys?
Oh, you know, getting used to being back in the studio and not seeing hordes of drunken people. And we're getting used to not having a good time doing the show this week.
All right, not being able to...
We had a great time last week.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. And, hey, thanks for your great troubleshooting sound work last week. I'm sure everybody appreciated it.
Well, hopefully it translated out to our shut-in listeners that couldn't make it to the show.
We hope so.
Our syndicated friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, what's the vibe?
I don't know. Kind of running around today. I stopped by the guitar store.
I did that after breakfast.
Another place that is still yet to be wired for Hound Sound.
Yeah.
Dropped off a 4-track that I'm trying to sell over there. Ran into the tall guy, Sherman. Sweet toast. And a 1 cup of Joe for the SCO.
Yeah, I was under the car when you called, Roscoe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, new shocks.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You gotta get an under the car phone for Dan.
All right, that would be good.
I'm gonna need it.
Yep. So how is that thing?
It's a lean, mean, screaming machine.
I think I might like to go to the show sometime now that, you know, it doesn't mean being stuck in the rocket.
Having your knees in your mouth?
The more the merrier, my friend.
Cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Got the starter in.
Starter?
That was a nightmare, yeah. But it's in, so it starts every time now.
You've been buying all these parts locally?
Oh, yeah. Supporting the local businesses. The AIDS store on 3A, 3rd Street and A, you know, the auto parts store there.
Oh, is that a good one?
Oh, yeah, those guys are good, actually.
Oh, yeah.
They actually took a return on an electrical part and gave me credit for it, which places usually will not do at all.
Yeah, that's about as hard as returning a swimming suit.
I mean, I had to, you know, I had to pressure the guy a little bit, but he came through.
There you go.
What's up tonight? Anything?
I don't know. It's funny. I was thinking about that also, and I ran into a few of our bartender friends about an hour ago when I was out. You know, they're sort of venturing, and it's really, you know, the
bartender brunch hour.
Pack of bartenders.
Well, the announcement thing. You know, there's no gigs really. I don't know of anybody playing, and so now the most relevant announcements are like
announce who's tending bar.
Yeah, you know. Andy's on Friday at 2A, and on Saturday it's Bob, and,
so we got Bob at 2A, and Spot over at
Spot
Brownies.
At Brownies, and, who's at the Jones on Saturday night?
I think, Jim, what's his name?
You know, and it just goes on. Gary Ryan is over at the barbecue place by the Holland Tunnel, you know?
Oh, you know what? There's a big party at the Living Theater. That Guad says will be pretty good, like Ferris and all those guys. But
that means Guad's friends will be there.
Guad will be there.
Yeah, we don't think Guad's friends will be there too.
He claims tons of good looking babes. So says Guad.
Uh huh.
So that might be good.
Yeah, I was thinking about.
Or was that good looking babes that weigh tons?
What to do?
Something like that.
That weigh tons? Where?
It was one or the other. We couldn't remember.
Where, is there anything that you guys know of that's going on tonight?
You know, Saturday night is my stay-in night, so unless there's something amazing happening, I think it's more like Chinatown and maybe a drink with Spot.
Oh, I did have an excellent time last night, though. I went and saw the Blood Oranges play at Delta 88, which I'd never been in the place ever. And that's kind of a weird place. But afterwards, we went downtown, and we were drinking at Brownies, me and Jimmy, the mandolin guy. And I was sitting next to Ken Horatsuku.
Ken gave me a giant slab of fresh tuna.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he gave me last night. It must have been 3 pounds. So I brought it home, and he also gave me this little tin that had, like, dried musabi in there. You know, you just add water to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it,
yeah.
I guess you can buy that at, like, the SYP, you know, and which I'm definitely going to get into doing. But so, you know, we had this big hunk of tuna, you know, and my aim was to try to save it for Mary Lee or something, and we just started chipping at it. You know, first we had a couple raw pieces, then I was thinking, you know, I could flash fry this with a little olive oil, garlic, and a whole whole lot of black pepper. And so we ended up, like, doing a couple thin tuna steaks like that, and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Then I had to, we ate the whole thing. We ate 3 pounds.
Well, Miss Sally, I have saved the entire slab of tuna that we may share it together.
Well, that's good. I called Ken today to thank him, and he said that I could have another piece.
Yeah, he caught a 64-pounder.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you know, I guess it costs $200 to go on the boat, you know?
Yeah, but you get the biggest fish, you win $350.
Oh, really?
But he was saying a lot of guys, they take the weights and stuff and stuff them down the fish's throat trying to, like, get the weight up there.
Oh, really? Well, plus they got the people that buy the fish when you come in, you know. So, you know, if you get any, I don't know what they pay fishermen per pound, you know. I mean, tuna must sell for like $9 a pound. But I don't think they pay that much for it, you know.
No.
Well, that's kind of the vibe report. It was kind of a food vibe. You know, running into the tall guy, I was checking out what his producing projects are looking like, you know.
Oh, how were the skeletons the other night, Roscoe?
Oh, it was pretty good. My vocabulary is slipping me, but there's some word that's kind of like mercurial or something. You know, they kind of switch.
Mercurial?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as in, like mercury?
Maybe I'm
slippery,
not.
Slippery, kind of.
What was that movie, The Princess Bride, where the guy goes, that word you use, it does not mean what I think you mean. What you think it means. I don't know what I'm saying, but they were good.
but they sounded completely different than the last time you saw them.
Well, they sounded completely different when Brother Dave was singing with them.
Uh huh.
Must have been a lot of shine coming from that stage with all that skinhead.
Yeah, he's actually got a little on. He was, you know, I think it was good for him to be up there with Lou, because then he could make some sort of like bald jokes about himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's getting a little monk spot on the back.
Yeah, front and back.
Yeah, well, the front's been gone for a while, you know.
Yeah, his process took a recess.
That's that's like a certain kind of guy that uses a handkerchief on stage. You know, he's got so much up there that'll sweat, you know. So he's got a handkerchief on stage. Donnie did play a lot of solos.
Oh, good.
And there was occasional, like, good looks from Joe Terry looking over at Brother Dave, kind of with that, you know, sort of a quizzical something smells here look.
where are you going? How do you expect me to get there?
But it was pretty good. It was pretty good. The skeletons, they did their thing. And, you know, I think, I don't know. You know, they got on the radio in Chicago. My sisters heard them and blah, blah, blah.
Good.
So, I mean, there's still quite a bit of a happy factor there.
Mm-hmm.
You sound pretty excited.
Who, me? Yeah.
So what do you guys got queued up for the VOM set?
Well, we got sort of like we got the new A-Bone single coming up, and I wanted to play with Bobby Fuller 4-cut because Jim Reese, the other guitar player in the Bobby Fuller 4, just died. And I wanted to play a Dolls cut because Jerry Nolan may die any minute, and we'll get to that after the... We'll give the obituaries after the VOM, maybe.
What happened to the Bobby Fuller guy?
Massive heart attack.
What was his name?
Jim Reese.
Do you know where he was living?
Down in West Texas somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, near El Paso somewhere. Uh-huh. In the vicinity.
Oh, he still lived there.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Some dead radio. I might actually... I got some batteries in one of my boxes, so I'm going to try actually to see if I can... by some fluke, you know, I'm back here in the studio and there's so many cords and wires around that maybe if I put the radio in amongst all of the wires, or maybe, you know, wedge it in between the NS10s and the computer, it might be able to pull the ever-elusive FMU signal.
More likely than not, but it's worth a try. I lost the signal completely.
I do miss my Saturday, you know, like my Saturday radio friends, you know.
Your little radio family, you mean.
But, you know, it must be, for the listeners, it must be kind of boring. I realize that, you know, every time I get on this telephone, all I can talk about is my lack of ability to hear the Hound Show.
Well, maybe somebody will get us on a real station someday.
Oh, you mean the kind where they cut advertising?
Kind of get a check at the end of the month.
The kind where they make you play bad records?
No, different kind. The kind they don't have.
Right.
The kind where you make a lot of money playing whatever you want.
Yeah, that kind.
Cable TV, forget it.
Wild Girl's here.
Hey, Wild Girl.
Hello, Wild Girl.
How about it? So, hey, would you guys let me know about the food thing? Because I think I might like to join you.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Gotta pick up the other phone now. See ya.
Oh, boy.
State of the Vibe Report.